We left off yesterday on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis on the second wide line. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara, says the Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan mechavdo b'chayv mechavdo b'moso. A person has to honor his father and mother both in their lifetimes as well as after they die. The b'chayv ketzad. How does one honor their parents when they're alive? Hanishma b'dvarav b'makom lo yomar shulchuni b'shvilatmi maharuni b'shvilatmi patruni b'shvilatmi elakul b'shvilaba. Whenever you have to do something and you have to convince someone to do something for you, don't say do it on my behalf, do it for my sake. Always say do it in the zchus of my father. Always say it in that you don't deserve it for yourself, but for the father. B'moso ketzad. How does one honor a parent after they're dead? Hayomer dvar shmua mipiv. When you're saying something over in the father's name, lo yomar kach amar abba. Don't say so says my father. Someone is supposed to say, so says Abba Mari, and add in the phrase, Hareni Kaparis Mishkavo, that I should be a kapara for his death. Meaning, what does that mean, Hareni Kaparis Mishkavo? So Rashi translates, that all the evil that's supposed to befall his soul up in Shemayim should instead come upon me. That's only within 12 months of the Petira of the father. But after 12 months, you no longer say, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. Omer Zichrono Levracha L'Chayei Olam Haba. Instead you say, Zichrono Levracha L'Chayei Olam Haba. Now you hear a lot of people say Zichrono Levracha, you don't hear the L'Chayei Olam Haba part so much. But and a lot of people are not as nizhar, perhaps, as we should be, about saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. In the first 12 months, you're supposed to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. Why the change after 12 months? So Rashi says, important Rashi, we hear Mikan Ve'elach Kvar Kibel Mashikibel. Whatever he was going to get, in whatever punishment he was going to get in the Olam HaEmes, he's already received after 12 months. How do we know? She'ein mishpat rishei yisol b'gehenim el yud beis chodesh. Because Rishayim only get punished for 12 months in Gehenim. So even if he was a Rasha, it's after 12 months, he's done. He already received what he was supposed to receive. And therefore you switch to Zichrono Levracha from the Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. Now the Taz in Yerdeya Simin Reish Mem asks the Kasha that the minig is when someone says Kaddish for a parent, we say for how long? For 11 months, not for 12 months. Why? Because the assumption is that a person doesn't want to advertise that his father is a Rasha and needed all 12 months of punishment. He'd like to believe that the parent managed to get away with less than the 12 month maximum of punishment. So Frektataz, why over here when it comes to Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo and Zichrono Levracha, it's 12 months, we wait the whole 12, yet when it comes to the Kaddish, we only wait 11 months. So the Taz somehow is mechalik between a Shevi Altase and a Kumva Ase, that it's Iyafshar when you're quoting, you're always going to quote your father. So since that situation is going to come up, so you're going to have to say, it's almost, it comes by itself to have to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, but Kaddish, you could just avoid entirely. I'm not sure if I understand the chiluk. The Aruch HaShulchan says that that the chiluk is different, that it's a matter of public versus private, meaning Kaddish by definition is said in a minyan, it's said in a public gathering. So when you're publicly announcing that your father still needs your help, so that's more of a bizayon. But when you're just quoting him and you say Arein Kaparas Mishkavo, so that's private conversation. Nafkamina would be obviously if you're quoting him publicly, so it would sound like you should say Arein Kaparas Mishkavo even up to 12 months. I don't think the post can say that way, though. I don't think that's the minhag. The Taz also discusses what if you want to say Zichrono
Levracha. It's not obvious that it's 12 months if you say
him. Right, and not everyone knows exactly right. When someone has yardside and when, right, exactly, right. When someone died.
Kaddish, you know the guy's in shul every day saying Kaddish, you know when he stops.
Right, exactly. The Taz in Simin Reish Mem, Sivkat Yud Beis, says that a person should not say Zichrono Levracha within Yud Beis Chodesh. You should be careful to only say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, because maybe the father has not yet been Zocha to Olam Haba, and Zichrono Levracha is Sheker, because it's not yet Zichrono Levracha. However, the Shach says that B'toch Yud Beis Chodesh you're also allowed to say Zichrono Levracha. It's just the Hakpada in the Gemara is in Mikan Ve'elach, you say Zichrono Levracha. It's not that you can't say Zichrono Levracha before, it's that you can't say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo after. Because saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo after, that's Sheker, because 12 months is the maximum, and you assume he already reached the maximum. The Gemara gives the example Al Avit, right? You say about your father, but the Ramah writes in Yerdeya Simin Reish Mem that the same would be true about a mother, that this is not only halacha of father, harin kaparis mishkava would be the appropriate lashon to say after a mother passes away as well. Now the just another ha'ara over here, we said that mechabdo b'chayev mechabdo b'moso makes it sound as if the level of kibud one has to have when a parent is alive and the level of kibud one has to have when a parent is dead is the same, that it's the same chiyuv. But then the Gemara gives an example. It says b'chayev ketzad b'moso ketzad, and it seems to limit the idea of kibud b'moso to how you refer to them as opposed to anything else. So that's not necessarily a raya that it's limited to that one point, because it also says mechabdo b'chayev and it limits it to one particular point. Perhaps that point is an example of the type of kibud you would have to offer. But the Nod B'Yehuda in the tshuva we referred to yesterday in Evin Ezer Madura Tinyana Simin Memhei, in that wild case where the father died and he told his daughter before he died, I don't want you to marry my brother, and after the father died, the brother and the mother and the grandparents, everyone wanted the shidduch, everyone wanted the daughter to marry this guy, to marry the brother. So the shaila was, so he has his mother to listen, she has her mother to listen to, who says she should marry the guy, and the father to listen to, who says she shouldn't marry the guy. So what should she do? So the Nod B'Yehuda says that even though there's such a din of kibud la'achar moso, and even if you would hold that after a parent dies, it's not the same as getting divorced, and you still have to listen to a father over a mother, meaning even if since they're not divorced, one would have a havamin of father beats out a mother, which we discussed yesterday, whether that's true, whether Misa and Gerishin is the same. But even if you were to ignore all that, still, Kavod Chaim is Adif mi Kavod Mesim. That the level of Kavod you have to have for a mace is never going to be the same as the level of Kavod you have to have for a Chai. Now, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Tshuvas, in Simon Samaches, quotes a Beis Yosef that seems to go against this. Because Beis Yosef says, if a mother tells a child that after I die, she tells her child, I want you to say Kaddish for me, and the father apparently wasn't happy about it and said, I don't want you to say Kaddish for your mother, so you have to listen to the father. Why, says the Beis Yosef? Because Kavod Av is Adif mi Kavod Aim. You listen to a father over the mother. Now he doesn't say, because Kibud Mechayim is Adif mi Kibud Achar Misa, he doesn't say that it's because of the Kavod Achai beating out the Kavod Ameis. So he says, sounds like there's no such thing as Kavod Achai beating out the Kavod Ameis. Either way, there are a lot of factors that go into it. There's Kavod versus Bizayon. We're going to see later that even though a parent can be Mochel Kavod, they can't be Mochel Bizayon. So Bizayon might be a worse level. I mean, what one parent tells you to be Mevaze, the other parent, maybe you don't have such a din that Kibrav beats out the Bizayon of the aim, which would seem to be in that case. Certainly if people know that one's mother died and they're not saying Kaddish, so that would seem to be a Bizayon. But again, you take a look in that Chuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger for the details of the case. Interesting case. Tanu Rabbanan, Chacham Hashana Shem Aviv Shem Rabbo. Chacham, when he's darshaning and he's quoting his father or his Rebbe, he has to change the name. I mean, he can't say the name. He's not allowed to call his father or his Rebbe by the first name. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks from the fact that the Gemara quotes in a number of places Abba Chalafta, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Maisa ba'Abba Chalafta. So Maisa ba'Abba Chalafta means my father Chalafta. So he's quoting his father by his name. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger has the big chiddush that we passing like this lahalacha, and Ramah passing like this in Yerodei Sim Reish Mem Beis, that if you're quoting a parent, you're allowed to say his first name if you attach a title to it. Abba, Rabbi, etc. So let's say a Gabbai is calling up his father for an aliyah, so he's allowed to say, Avi Mori, Ploni ben Ploni. Right? He's allowed to call his father's name as long as he prefaces with Avi Mori. That's why the minig is that when someone calls their Rebbe for an aliyah also, although they're generally not supposed to say the first name, but they could say, Mori v'Rabbi, Ploni ben Ploni. You're allowed to, as long as you attach a title to the name, it's going to be okay. That's generally the halacha. When you read the Torah always quotes his father. He never just quotes the Amar Harash. It's always the Aleph Aleph. The Adoni Avi Harash Zal. It's always Adoni Avi. He always prefaces it with that phrase. Interestingly, Shar Mitzvah Balach points out that the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Sadi Beis has the following line. Amar Rav Mari Bar Rachel, Hachi Amar Amemar, Hilchsa Kavase de Shmuel. Rav Mari Bar Rachel quotes a Meimar who says the halachas like Shmuel. Now Rav Mari Bar Rachel was the grandson of Shmuel. So the Shor Mitzvah Balach wants to bring a raya from there. He didn't say Yitzchak Seker, Rav Shmuel, Adoni Zikeni. He just says Yitzchak Seker to Shmuel. So he wants to bring a raya from there. Maybe by a grandparent, it's different. Maybe by a grandparent, there are a lot of people that have the minug in there that different people call their grandparents different things. Babi Zaidi, Babi Zaidi, right? But sometimes people will call their grandparents Bubby and say the first name, right? So is that a problem? So A, is prefacing it with Bubby or Zaidi a title, and therefore would be allowed even perhaps by a parent, or perhaps it's problematic, but perhaps you have this sad lahakel, in that it seems from that Gemara that the grandparent is not usher to call by the first name. Shor Mitzvah Balacha doesn't like it. He says it has to be that he must have said something else. The Gemara just didn't record it. He must have said Adoni Zikeni or something, and the Gemara just didn't record it. Okay, whatever. Torgeman Einu Mishana Lo Shem Avi Lo Shem Rabba, but a Torgeman, when he's quoting, he doesn't change the name of his father or his Rebbe. So Avu Deman. Whose father, whose Rebbe is the Torgeman quoting, then he's not changing the name. If it's the Metorgeman's own father and Rebbe, the Torgeman is not chayv in mitzvahs, he doesn't have to worry about kibbut aveim? That's crazy. If the Torgeman is quoting the Chacham, he doesn't have to change, and the Chacham is quoting his parents, so even though the Chacham says Avi Mori and he doesn't say the father's name, when the Torgeman is saying it over, for everyone, the Torgeman was the microphone, right? When he says it over loud for everyone to hear, he can say the name of the Chacham's father straight out. So that he's allowed to do. Ki hadam mar baravashi, ki have a darish bepirka, iu amar abba mari, v'amari amar hachi amar avashi. When mar baravashi would darshan, he would always quote that abba mari said this, and the Torgeman would say, so said Ravashi. What's the havamina that he shouldn't be allowed to do it? I mean, why would you need to tell? Of course, it's not his father. Of course he's allowed to say it by his first name, to call him by his first name, if it's not his father. So a couple of things. First of all, it might look bad, meaning one might have thought that it looks like, meaning they don't hear what the speaker is saying, they only hear what the Torgeman is saying. And they realize that the Torgeman is repeating everything that the speaker is saying. So in that way, it might look like it's that the speaker is disrespecting his parent. So that might have been the Havamina. The other possible Havamina is Chayav Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo, that when a person is saying something over, especially the Torgeman, you have to say the precise lashon that the Rebbe used, right? That's what the Mishnah Nedio says, that when they would quote when they would quote Shmaya Vavtalion, they would say Malay Hin Mayim. So the Gemara says the only reason Shmaya Vavtalion used the word Malay instead of just saying Hin Mayim when they wanted to give a measure of water is because they couldn't pronounce the hay because they were Gerim and they had trouble with that pronunciation. So people would hear in from them. They didn't want to know what they were talking about, so they had to add the word Malay. So why did the Talmidim keep saying Malay Hin Mayim? The Talmidim knew how to pronounce the hay. Why couldn't they just say Hin? So the Gemara says Mikan, the Mishnah rather says, Nedios, that from here you see the Chayav Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo, that you're supposed to say the precise language that you heard it from, that you heard it from your Rebbe. So perhaps it would have been a chashash that it's not called the precise language from the Rebbe when the Rebbe is saying Abba Mari and you're saying Ravashi and you're saying the name. So that's what the Chiddush is, that the Torgeman is allowed to say the name, because clearly the Rebbe would say the name, he's just not allowed to. He's limited by his mitzvah of kibbut, and therefore you're allowed to say over in his name.
Also, you wouldn't know who is quoting, because
you wouldn't know if he's talking about his own father, yeah, or his father. Yeah, also. Yeah. Well, I guess when he actually does quote the Torgeman's father, you still won't know who he's quoting, because he's still going to have to say Abba Mari. So, okay, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, Ezu Mara ve Ezu Kibbut. What is Mara, what is Kibbut? We know there's a mitzvah Mara Av, there's a mitzvah of Kibbut Av. What is the difference between them? Mara lo amir mukam liyashim mukam losos rezerv lo machrio. Mara means don't stand in this place, don't sit in this place, don't contradict him, nor can you even be machria. What does it mean to be machria? Says Rashi, im haya aviv v'chacham archa cholkin b'davar, if your father and another Chacham are disagreeing about something, b'dvar halacha, even a matter of halacha, lo yomar nirim divri ploni. Don't say it appears that ploni is correct. Now notice Rashi does not say lo yomar nirim divrei the cholik of my father. Nirim divrei ploni could be your father or the other guy. It doesn't make a difference. If it was only that you're not allowed to agree with the other guy, so that's being cholik al devarav. That's lo sosres devarav, right? That's the previous one. But even if you're agreeing with him, who are you to agree? Who are you to take aside? Your father needs your help? No, he doesn't need your help. So you can't be machriya even in a Dvar Halacha. Now, it happens to be, this clearly has to be only B'chayev, La'achar or B'fanav. La'achar Mosa, meaning certainly the Torah argues on his father from time to time. You know, generally, he agrees with his father, but he'll argue on his father from time to time. People argue on their Rebbeim in a Dvar Halacha all the time. Right? Someone in the Shir once asked Rav Shachter, how do you know when to paskin like the Rav? Like Rav Soloveitchik, and how do you know when to not paskin like the Rav? He said, when the Rav is correct, we paskin like him. When he's incorrect, we don't paskin like him. Meaning that was, if you're allowed to argue on a Rebbe, just not in front of his face, you're not allowed to argue with him. Okay, so anyway, the Gemara, so that's Mora. Mora is the Shevi Al Tase. It's having a sense of knowing your place. It's not doing things to help, it's knowing your place. It's removing yourself a little bit. Kibud means machil, mashke, malbish, machasa, machnus, motzi, doing whatever chores the parent needs. To feed him, to give him to drink, to get him to dress him, to bring him to places that the parent needs to go on a trip somewhere, so the child drives the parent wherever he needs to go. So that's the notion of kibud. Ibayilhu, mishalmi. So says the Gemara, okay, but kibud is going to cost money. So mora doesn't cost anything, kibud costs money. Who has to pay for it? Let's say a child, most common question I would imagine, a child has to put a parent in a nursing home. So the bills can be very, very high for a good nursing home. So who pays for that? Does the let's say the parent has a bank account, he's got millions of dollars. Do you take it out of the parent's money, or does the child have to take it out of his own money? So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas. Rav Yehuda Amar Mishal Ben, Rav Nasan Baroshia Amar Mishalav. First simple machlokas. Rav Yehuda says, son pays for it. Rav Nasan Baroshia says, father pays for it. Orule Rabbanan Rabbi Yirmiyah, Varmila Lebreid Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kamandi Amar Mishal Av. The Rabbanan Paskin to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and some say to Rabbi Yirmiyah's son, like the sheet that it says that it's Mishal Av, that the father is the one that's supposed to pay for it. Tosfos over here raises a conundrum. He says, what do you do in the following situation? Rabbi Yehuda Mishal Ben, the top Tosfos, Medaktikri Lemandi Amar Mishal Ben, if you say that the son has to pay for it, what do you do in the following situation? Im Nizdamin Lo Kibur Av, Va'avedas atmo va'avedas kavero. You have a situation in front of you where you have three options. You can either do kibur av right now. You can go pick up your own aveda, something that you lost, where you could retrieve it. And you have avedas chavero, someone else's aveda that's right there in front of you. He says he's going to show how it ends up being circular. Each one is doch, the next one is doch, the next one is doch, the next one. He said, Ketzad yasa, what do you do? Im yasa kibur av v'alo avedas chavero kodemes. If you can do kibur av, well, avedas chavero beats out kibur av. K'damrin be'el mitzius yachalam lo avev al tachzir yachli yishmalo. Tamalomar, etc. Meaning the Gemara Mamatziah says, if your father tells you don't return that Aveda to someone else, you're allowed to go return that Aveda to someone else. You don't listen to your father. So Hashavas Aveda of somebody else beats out Kibur Av. Now, is Vahainu Atakshu Shomalo Asok Bikvodi? Now, why would a father tell you not to be not to return someone else's Aveda? That's a crazy thing to say. The father just is spiteful to the other person? What's he doing? No. Obviously, the father wants you to be mechabit him during that time. He says, don't busy yourself with that aveda. I need to go to the supermarket. I need someone to drive me. And nevertheless, right? Because if the father's just telling you, don't do hashavas aveda, you don't need a pasuk to tell me not to listen to the father. That's the, you know, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim. The father's not allowed to tell you to be mevatel a mitzvah ever. Mashrim kein davedus chaveru kodamus kibur aveim. So you see clearly that avedus chaveru beats out kibur aveim. The father needs you to do something for him. Him, nevertheless, Avedas Chavero wins. Vim Yasuk Avedas Chavero, Harevad Aveda So Kodemus. But what? So what are you going to do? Avedas Chavero? But the halach is, when you have your own Aveda, your Aveda beats out Avedas Chavero. Dechsiv Evski Lo Yebcha Evyon, Shelcha Kodem Lekal Adam. You come first. Vim Yasuk Aveda So, but wait a second. If you're going to take your Aveda, Hare Kavod Aviv Kodem, Lamandiyar Mishal Ben. But if you hold Mishal Ben, then you have to give up money to be Mechabed your father. So you have to give up your Aveda, even if it costs you money. You have to give up money in order to be Mechabed your father. So it's a circular situation. So what do you do? Whatever you do, you're wrong. So it says, Tosus V'mil Rishenech Kavod Aviv, Avedas Chaver, V'yasuk B'Aveda. So take your own Aveda. The Hada Amar Kibar Av Kodem, Hainu Dafka Laniach Lavav Lasos Ratsono B'Mamono. When you say Kibra Av beats out your own Aveda, that's only to leave your father in order for you to go do your business, whatever you want to do. Since the father doesn't get any hana'a from the son's aveda itself, from the son's losing money, that's not direct hana'a, meaning when I pay for my father's groceries, I pay to take him to the store, I pay for the gas that takes him to the supermarket, he's getting hana'a from my loss of money, meaning I'm paying specifically for what he's doing. When I lose an aveda, he's not getting hana'a from the loss of the aveda, he's getting hana'a from the fact that I'm free, but not from the loss of the aveda. Okay, so that would be the correct situation, the correct approach in that situation. Now Tulsa says, later on the Gemara is going to say that Kibrav goes so far as even if your father throws your wallet into the sea, that you have to let it go and not be machlim him, not embarrass him. So in that situation, clearly the father doesn't have any hana'a from throwing your wallet into the ocean. There's no clear hana'a from that. So he says, no, maybe there is. Maybe he enjoys it. Maybe it makes him feel good when he gets to do it. Maybe the father has koras ruach b'kach, going shazork liyam lemirme imasa ayin shibesei. Maybe he's doing it in order to show who's boss, to show that he's a gavra, so he's not afraid to do anything, and that's a sense of hana'a, to be able to show that he's boss. So as long as he gets some hana'a from it, then, according to the Man D'Amar Mishael Ben, you would have to lose money for it. Now, the Gemara said not only in Machlokas whether it's Mishael Av or Mishael Ben, but said that the Rabbanon paskind like the Man D'Amar that it is Mishael Av. So the next Tosa says that implies that the halacha is that way, that it is Mishael Av. What if the father has no money though? So then, what, you know, chayiv and kibud aveim, the father has no money. So Tosa says, now obviously, if the father has no money, then the son does have money, then the chayiv falls on the son. Why? Because the father is lo gara from anybody else. He's no worse than anybody else. And you would have to give tzedakah to anybody else who's in need. So kal v'chomer, for your father when he's in need, you would have to take care of him. You'd have to be mefarnes him. So that would be absolutely clear. And Tosa brings four rayas to this idea that the son would have to be mefarnes the father if the father didn't have anything, even if you generally hold mishal av. First raya is the Rav Akfia Lugavra Vapik Mine Abra Meazuzil Tzedaka. Gemara in Ksubistaf Memtes says that Rav forced somebody to give tzedaka to stam a guy. So to force someone to give tzedaka to your father would be obvious then, that if you have the money, you should be forced to give tzedaka to your father. The second raya is the Yushalmi says, Amar Rabbi Yossi Halavai Davim Kol Shmaitzi Bririli Kach Shekofen Asaben Lazen Azaviv. That's about the clearest raya you could ever have. He says, the Yushalmi says, Rabbi Yossi once commented, Halavai, all my learning should be as clear to me as the obvious halacha that you force a son to give mizonos to his father, to support his father. So obviously, you see that you force a son to support his father. Another raya from the Yerushalmi tells quotes, Rabbi Yonos and Rabbi Yosha have a ka'azi bu'orcha asu gavrav kadnashak lekari de Rabbi Yonos. Rabbi Yonos and Rabbi Yosha were walking in the street. Someone came and started kissing Rabbi Yonos' feet. Amr mai hai. He says, what's going on over here? Amr le da'amri le zil tsa'ok bebe k'nishta. I gave a psak halacha that his son should support him, so he's very grateful for it. Why didn't you just force the son? He says, really? You can force the son? And he responded, of course you force for that. You don't have to make an announcement in the Beis HaKnesses to embarrass him. Just force him. Beat him up till he does it. He absolutely, you're allowed to force the son to be in front of the father. So that's another raya, that you're allowed to force the son to be in front of the father. And the final raya is, as we mentioned yesterday's daf, and we said we'd get back to it, difference between the Torah relates the chiyuv of being mechaber Hashem and being mechaber your parents is that being mechaber Hashem, the Torah says it, the Yerushalmi, the Torah says mehoncha, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you bracha, so then you can use that bracha to be over Hashem by spending money on your avodas Hashem, buying a nice lulav and esrog, etc. But when it comes to kibud av, it's not only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarich you with money, you always have to give up, even if you have no money, you have to be chazal psachim to collect money in order to fulfill kibud av. Now, even if you hold Mishael Av, you would still have to do that if the father doesn't have any money. Meaning, obviously, first step then would be you go to the father's money. Father doesn't have, you go to the son's money. Neither of them have. The son isn't pater. He still has to do whatever he can to make sure that he's able to be mechabed the father, even if it means going collecting and doing whatever he can to make sure that the father has what he needs. He does. He's not potter. Okay. Says the Gemara, right? So Mesve. So let's bring Rayas. Nemar Kabed is Avicha Vesimecha, and Nemar Kabed is Shemei Honcha. These psukim that we just quoted. Pasuk says Kabed by both Hashem and by parents. Mala Halan Bechesron Kis, Afkan Bechesron Kis. Just like when it comes to honoring God, you have to spend money on it to buy mitzvahs, like we said. So too by parents. So shouldn't you have to lose money on it? Not say that I'm just going to take it out of the father's bank account. V'yam Mishalav Ma'naf Gleimini. But if it comes out of the father's bank account, then there's no Chesron Kis for you. You're not losing any money. Says the Gemara, no, you're always losing money because l'bitul malacha, because it's still going to cost you time, and time is money. You're going to have to take off in the middle of work to go bring the parent to the doctor, so maybe the parent will pay the doctor bill, but you're going to pay for the fact that you missed work for that hour that you took the parent to the doctor. Tashma, another right. If you have two brothers, two partners, a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, podin zelazem meiser sheni, umachilin zelazem meiser ani. They're allowed to be poda each other's meiser sheni. If the father is meiser sheni, the son can be poda the meiser sheni with his own money without having to add the chomesh. I mean, what does it mean without having to add the chomesh? When you're poda your own meiser sheni, you need to add 25% when you're poda the meiser sheni. If I have $100 worth of meiser sheni, I have to, if I want to be poded and instead bring money to Yerushalayim, I have to bring $125 to Yerushalayim. But if I'm poded to someone else's Maaser Sheni, I can do it straight up for the value. I don't have to add a chomesh. So when a father is poded a son, or a son is poded a father's Maaser Sheni, so we see you don't have to add the chomesh. You're considered an acher. It's considered somebody else. It's not considered the same person. Similarly, Maaser Ani, you need to give to somebody else. Right, if the son has Maaser Ani to give to Aniyim, he's allowed to give it to his father, even though the father, he may love his father like himself, still he's not really considered yourself. You're allowed to give it to him because it's considered someone else. But v'yam mishal ben, him says that parei chova mishal aniyim. But wait a second, if the chiyuv of kibud aveim is mishal ben, the son has to pay for it, so he has a chiyuv to do this mitzvah. You're not allowed to use Maaser Ani to pay off things that you're mechuyev to do anyway. It's like using Maaser money to pay for mitzvahs that you're anyway mechuyev to do. You're not allowed to do that. It's a big discussion in the poskim about using Maaser money for tuitions, right? If you're mechuyev anyway to teach your, if you have a chiva, you're going to have to pay for the tuition anyway. So you're not allowed to use Maaser money to pay for things that you're mechuyev to do anyway. So it's a little more complicated than that. Well, you know, now's not the time to discuss it. It's a little more complicated than that. But generally, you're not allowed to use Maaser money to pay for your own chiyuvim. So, bottom line, so you see clearly, it must not be Mishal Ben. So it says, well, let's shrich la adafa. No, over there, we're not talking about the actual ikar amount of money. We're talking about the ikar amount, what your father needs. We're talking about giving him some extras. You're giving him some extras with your Maaser Ani. Yach, yani, d'kani alam, rav yudu, tavam iru, l'mi shamach, l'esav, Maaser Ani, v'ila adafa, may naf gemina. But wait a second, didn't we say that someone should be cursed if they give their father Maaser Ani because it's such a terrible thing to give your father your Maaser Ani? But if it's only Hadafa, meaning you're giving your father extras from the Maaser Ani, why would you be cursed? What's so bad? So afilu achizilu be'milsa. No, it's still disrespectful to see that I'm treating my, even if my father is an Ani, to treat him like an Ani, to give him the Maaser Ani, that's disrespectful. Tashma, another right. Shalosh ablaz rad heichon kibra aveim. How far does kibra aveim go? Amlem kadeishitol arni kibizu kenel liyam b'fanu v'enim achlimo. To the point that the father could take your wallet, throw it in the ocean, and you're not going to embarrass him. V'yar mishalav ma'inaf klein mina. But if the father is the one that's supposed to pay for the kibra aveim, what difference does it make? If he's going to have to pay you back anyway, why would you get upset? He's whatever it costs you, he's going to have to pay you back. Comes out of his bank account. Says more b'ro'i liyarsha. No, because you're depleting the family funds, and you would get his yerusha. So if your father is worth less money now, so then it's going to trickle down. Rav Huna ripped clothing in front of Rabbi's son. He said, I want to test him. I want to see if he's going to get angry or not. Is that really a bright idea? Maybe he will get angry and you will have violated Lifnei Velositin Mikshel because you will have ripped his clothing right in front of him. So says Gemara, he's mochel his honor. So even if he gets angry, he's mochel the fact that he'll get angry at him. But aren't you going to be in violation of Baltashkis? You're ripping a perfectly good piece of clothing. No, he ripped it on a seam where it's not going to ruin the clothing. So we'll be able to sew it up later. Vizil mishum hachila ratach. But if you ripped it on a seam, maybe that's why he didn't get angry, because he realized that it could be mended very easily. No, davarle b'shas ritche. He did it when he was angry. When people are angry, they don't think two steps in advance when they're angry. When they're angry, they just react and overreact to things. So he did it at a time that he was angry anyway, and he wanted to see if he'd be able to push his buttons to bring that anger to the next level. He was testing him on that level. So there's a lot to talk about over here. The machale liakre. So first of all, says the Birkei Yosef, he may be machal is kavod, but isn't it lifnei iver to cause someone to get angry anyway? Isn't kas domela avodah zara? With kalakois, it's kilu avir avodah zara. So isn't it anyway? Birkei Yosef asks in Siman Reish Mem Sivkat Nid Gimel, isn't it anyway a problem? So he says you have to say that there's kas and then there's kas, meaning it has to be a very high level of anger till we say it's domela avodah zara. Otherwise, you're in trouble over here. The other issue is, what if I try to get someone to do an isser, and if I do something that would cause someone to do an isser, but he doesn't do the isser, is that an isser of lifnei iver? So it sounds like over here that it's not, because I'm doing something that is an act of lifnei iver, but I'm avoiding the actual isser being done by being mochel. So it sounds like that's not a violation of lifnei iver. So the Yad Malachi, quoted by Shar Metzion Balacha, points out that in Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says that you shouldn't hit an older child because it's lifnei iver that the child might hit you back. And someone was told in the Gemara, you violated lifnei iver. They saw him hitting his older child. They said you violated lifnei iver, but the child didn't hit him back, and yet he was still called to have been violated lifnei iver. Apparently, even if the guy doesn't violate the iser, it's still lifnei iver. So it seems like a shtickle stira. In our Gemara, it sounds like if the guy doesn't violate the iser, you've avoided lifnei iver. In the Gemara over there, it sounds like if he doesn't violate lifnei iver, you have not avoided lifnei iver. So that's the famous chakira about lifnei iver. When I violate lifnei iver, let's say of causing someone, let's say I give a psak that you're allowed to eat in a certain place, but the place has no ashkacha, and I'm causing someone to eat nevelos or trefles. So I violate, when I violate that lifnei iver, what goes on my record? That I violated the issur of lifnei iver, or that I violated the issur of nevelos or trefles? That I have a chelik in the issur of achilas nevelos or trefles? Meaning that chakira is the famous chakira, the most important chakira about lifnei iver in general, and that would relate to this. If I do lifnei iver, but the guy doesn't do the isser, so if lifnei iver is just I take a chelik in the isser, well, there was no isser to take a chelik in. But if lifnei iver is a separate isser of doing things that cause people to sin, so then I have violated lifnei iver. There are many other nafkaminas. Nafkamina would be if I do lifnei iver on yaharig val yavar, right? I violate lifnei, I cause someone to want to kill somebody else. So do I get, is it yaharig val yavar for me not to violate lifnei iver on yaharig val yavar? Or is it stam an isser in the Torah for me not to violate lifnei iver? Or if I violate lifnei iver on an isser that I'm not mitzuva in, I'm not a kohen, and I cause a kohen to become tameh. So if it's taking a chelik in the isser, that isser is not shayach to me. But if it's lifnei iver, if I violate the minchas chinuch discussion, I violate lifnei iver on an isser drabanan, I cause someone else to violate an isser drabanan. Is that lifnei iver drabanan or lifnei iver daoraisa? So if it's only that I take a chelik in the isser, it should only be lifnei iver midrabanan. But if it's this broader isser called lifnei iver, then it should be lifnei iver midaraisa. Menachas Chinuch says anyway it would be lifnei iver daraisa, because part of lifnei iver is not just causing someone to do an isser, it's giving an eitzah ra'ah is also lifnei iver. So causing someone to violate an isser drabanan is lo gara from an eitzah ra'ah. It's no worse than an eitzah ra'ah. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss, but we're really running out of time, so let's go weiter. Masir Rabbi Cheskel Rami Brei, and the Shafim ben Eskalim, Rabbi Shimon Omi Yadonu Beskila Shasrefa Chamura. So Rabbi Cheskel taught Rami his son that if people are Chayv Shrefa and people are Chayv Skila get mixed in together with each other, Rabbi Shimon says, you give, and you don't know who's who, you give them Skila, because Shrefa is the more Chamur, so you give them the lesser Isser. You err on the side of caution. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Brei, so Rabbi Yehuda his son said to him, Abba, Lotzis Niyahachi, don't say that. Mayur Sreifa chamura. Why would you have to say that it's because Sreifa is chamur that you give the skila? Typically, the Ruben is skalim ninhu. Anyway, the majority of the people seem to be people who are chayv skila, and that's why you would give the skila anyway, because it's rove people are in the group are chayv skila. Even forgetting about the fact that Sreifa is the more chamur. Elahachi asnia haneskalim b'nisrafim. So rather, it should be said as follows: if people who are chayv skila get mixed in with people who are chayv Sreifa, which implies that the people who are chayv Sreifa are the rove, so that's how you should say it, that even in that case you would still give skila, even though that's the miut. Why? because it's the less severe of the two misos. Amalei ihach, there's obviously Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that's a machlokas, whether it's the less severe of the two misos, that's Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Amalei ihach, yema seifa v'chamar miyadonu b'sreifa shaskil chamura. But wait a second, then how do we make sense of the chachamim who disagree? The chachamim say you get sreifa because skilo is more chamur. My yiri the skil chamura. But if the case that we're talking about is that most of the people are chayiv sreifa anyway, why would you say you get sreifa because skil is more chamur? Typically, the Rubin Nisravim Ninu. Say that you get skila because most, say that you get sreifa, not because skila is more chamer, but because most of the people are chayv sreifa. Amlei hasam rabbanu de karmel de Rab Shimon, de kamrit sreifa chamura, lo skila chamura. Now the rabbanu were just responding to Rab Shimon's basic premise that sreifa is more chamer. And they're just saying, no, sreifa is not more chamer, we hold skila is more chamer. But lav dafka, they have to plug them into the exact words of the case. Amlei shmul Rav Yehuda, shin na lo temle lavucha achi. So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, again, what happened over here? Rav Yecheskel was telling Rami, his son, something, and Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Yecheskel, corrects Rav Yecheskel. So now comes along Shmuel and says to Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Yecheskel, listen, sharp one, lo temle lavuchach, you don't talk to your father that way. Detanya, we have a brisa, reshaya avivo, meaning, obviously, the whole skill of Shreifa thing has nothing to do with our sugya. The whole issue was that it was a son talking to a father, and he corrected him. So he said, you don't talk to the father that way, because the halacha is reshaya avivo over al divrei Torah, al yom la'aba avar tel divrei Torah. When your father's violating the Torah, you don't say, Abba, you violated the Torah, el om la'aba, you say, Abba, it says in the Torah this. So without telling him directly that it violated. What do you mean? If you tell him that it says in the Torah this, so that's going to cause him a great deal of tzar as well. Ella, rather, we should say, Omerlo, Abba, Mikra, Kasa, Batorah, Kach. Instead of saying, Kach, Kasa, Batorah, you say, there is a pasuk in the Torah that says this, and see if he's able to make the connection. Instead of you making the connection directly for him, just tell him, teach him a pasuk. Elazar ben Masya, Omer, Abba, Omer, Ashkeni, Mayim, Mitzvah, Lassos, Maniach, Mikavar, Abba, Volses, a Mitzvah, Shani, Abba, Chayim, B'mitzvah. If I have my father asked me to get him something, and there's a mitzvah to do, I'll leave aside the cover of my father and go do the mitzvah, because the father's also chayiv in mitzvahs. Isi ben Yudam remefshah the mitzvah, they also say the achirim, tal say the achirim. If you can get the mitzvah done by someone else, better to have the mitzvah done by someone else, v'yelechu b'kavod aviv, and that way that will free you up to do the cover of your father. Rav Masna halacha ki isi ben Yudah, the halacha follows isi ben Yehuda, that if you have the opportunity to get someone else to do the mitzvah, obviously we're talking about a goal-oriented mitzvah, meaning not a mitzvah shebeguf, a mitzvah on a person's body where you need to do it. We're not talking about tefillin and lulav over here. We're talking about a mitzvah that needs to get done, and it doesn't really matter if it gets done by you or it gets done by someone else. So you'll go do the mitzvah of kibbutz av and let someone else get the mitzvah done. Amar Rav Yisrael bar Shila, Amar Rav Mas, Amar Rav Chista. Ha'av shemachal kvodo kvodo machal. If the father is mochal is kavod, so it works. The father is allowed to be mochal is kavod. Interestingly, the Rivash, as we mentioned before, the Rivash in Siman Reish Chaf says, father could be mochel is kavod, a father cannot be mochel is bizayon. So bizayon av is never allowed. So there's a major chiluk between bizayon and kavod, right? That's the tshuva, the mitzvah. The Ramah writes in Yerideya that if a parent says, I don't want you to marry this person, you're under no obligation to listen to the parent, because it's beyond the parent's jurisdiction for the parent to say that I want you to ruin your life. And if you believe that this person is right for you, very often the parents are right, and you should pay attention to whether it is in fact ruining your life or not. But if you're sure, and the parent says, I don't want you to marry this person for whatever hakpada they have, you don't have to listen to them. Says the Netziv, though, that's only if it's going to be chisaron in the kavod, that they're just not listening to the parent and they're going to marry that person. But if it's a bizayon to the family, if marrying that person for whatever reason, based on who they are and based on who the two families are, would be a terrible bizayon to the family, so then you have to listen to the parents. So that's a chiluk between bizayon and kavod. Harav shemachal kavod ain kavod machal. Right in the Gemara, for Rav is machal and his kavod is not machal. Rav Yosef am Rafilu Rav shemachal kavod kavod machal. Rav Yosef says even if a Rav is machal and his kavod, it is machal. Shnemar v'Hashem holich lefneim yomam. That Kodesh Baruch Hu walked in front of us, led the way for us, so he was machal and his kavod. Amar Rav Hachi Hasha. How can you compare the two? Hasma Kodesh Baruch Hu alma dilehu v'torah dilehu machal eliyakre. Kodesh Baruch Hu, it all belongs to him. So he can be mochel whatever he wants. The world is his, the Torah is his, everything is his. Hacha Torah Dilehi, but a Talmud Chacham, what is it? You think it's his Torah? Hadar Amar Rava in Torah Dilehi. So Rava said, absolutely it is his Torah. Dichsivu Torah so, Yege Yom V'layla. It's his own Torah that he's toiling in day and night. Eini V'Rava Mashki Be'alula Debrei V'Dalai Kasa L'Rav Papa L'Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua V'Kamu Mikamei. Don't we know the story? Rava was giving out drinks at the wedding of his son, and when he came to Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they stood up for him. So even though he was obviously being mochel his kavod, right, they did not accept the mechilu Rav Mari Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Chisa v'lo kam mikameh. And then he went to Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Chisa, and they did not stand for him. Ikbid va'amar hanu rabban and Rava got upset. He said, "What's the matter? You guys can't stand for me? Meaning these guys are your real rabbis, and the other rabbis that stood for me aren't real rabbis." Meaning apparently, even when you're machal and you're kavod, the kavod should not be machal. V'su, another story, Rav Papa Ava Mashki Be'alula Da Abba Marbure. Rav Papa was giving out drinks by the wedding of Abba Mar's son, V'dalei Kasal Rav Yitzchak Pared Rav Yehuda, and he was pouring a drink from Yitzchak Pared Rav Yehuda, V'la Kami Kamei, V'ikbed, and he didn't stand for him, and he got upset at him for not standing. So says Gemara, Na'afilu Hachi Hidur Me'ave Le'bau, that even if he's machal and he's kavod, and the kavod is machal, that just means you shouldn't stand up all the way. But a little hidur, a little bit of a nod in his direction, acknowledge his presence at least. That's like the yeshiva sheminig. You know, when people stand, come into a room, sometimes you really the halacha to stand. When they say v'takum v'adat v'pnei zaken is a siva sheish a kima sheish b'hidu. The Gemara is going to, you stand up and you show respect. You stand below kumaso. So people just go like this. They just bounce out of their seat for a half a second. It may relate to this, that it's hidur bar l'mavelu, that when you know the guy is mochel anyway, you do some level of hidur. You don't have to do the full level when the guy is mochel anyway, because there's Mechila is binding. Even if a Rebbe can be machal and is covered, a Nasi cannot. The story happened that a bunch of rabbis were at the party of Rabbi Gamliel's son. Rabbi Gamliel was going and giving drinks. Nasi a kosher Rabbi Lazar. He gave a kosher Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar wouldn't take it. Nasi Rabbi Shua v'kiblo, and he gave it to Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua did take it. So Rabbi Lazar says to Rabbi Shua, how could you take it from Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi? We should be sitting and drinking, and Rabbi Gamliel should be standing and serving us. He says, well, I found there have been greater people than him that have served people. Avram Gadol Adarhay, a customer who Omid Aleim. Right, a Dafyomi coincidence, Parshat Shavua. Avram was the Gadol Adar, and he was Omid Aleim. He was serving the what he thought were Arabs. And maybe you'll say, no, he was serving Malachim, so angels are different. No, Lo Nin Milo El Arvayim. He thought they were Arabs. He didn't think they were Malachim. So why can't we have Rav Gamliel serve us if Avram Avinu could serve Arabs? He said, are you done talking about your own covet yet? Meaning we should be worried about covet Amakom over here, not worrying about the covet of people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshav Ruchos Umal Nesim Umarad Matar Matzmiach Adama Varech Shulchan Lefnei Kal Echad Vechad Vanu Lo Yeh Rav Gamliel Brabi Omin Mashka Leinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so much for us, so we can't have Rav and yet he does everything for us. He serves us all the time. He gives us our food. He gives us our rain. He gives us, and we have no problem taking it. So Rav Gamliel can't be Mashka Leinu. Eliyin Mar Hachi Mar Amar Rav Ashi Afilu Man Nasi Shemachal Kvodu Kvodu Machal Melech Shemachal Kvodu Kvodu Machal. So it has to be that a Nasi can be Machal is covered. It's just that a Melech cannot be Machal is covered. Remember, sometimes Melech Shetei Masal Alecha, that when you have a Melech, there has to be a sense of Ema from the Melech. Tan Rabban Bnei Seva Takum Yachal Afilu Bnei Zaken Hashmai. It says Bnei Seva Takum, you should stand for an old person. I might think even if he's a Zaken Hashmai. Machlokas Rashi tells us what that means. Rashi says Hashmai means a Rasha and Amma Aretz. Tulsa says just an Amma Aretz, not a Rasha. Because if he was a Rasha, you would have to beat him up and yell at him and do whatever. There wouldn't be a Havim that you'd have to stand for him. Tamalomer Zaken Vein Zaken El Chacham. That's why the Pasuk has to add in Zaken to tell me that Dafka El Chacham. Shenamar Asuli Shavmish Mizikne Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Ein Zaken El Misha Kana Chacham. Zaken means someone who has acquired Chacham. Shenamar Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko. So Yachol Yam in Parim Mimakom Rachok. I might think you have to stand in front of him even from far away. Tamalomer Takum Vadarta Lo Amarti Kima El B'Makom Sheish Hider. That you only have to stand up in a place where it's going to be a Hider to the person. Yachol Yadrenu B'Mamon. I might think Hider means you even give up money for him. Tamalomer Takum Vadarta Makima Shem Lechesron Kis. af hidur shein b'chesrum kis. Just like standing doesn't cost you anything, the type of hidur you give to a chacham should not be something that costs you any money. Yachol yam mipanim beis hakisei beis hamerchatz. I think you should stand for him even in disrespectful places like the beis hakisei beis hamerchatz. Tamalom takum v'adarta lo mati kima el b'makom sheyesh hidur. You only do kima where there is hidur. Yachol yatzmein of kamisha lo ra'ehu. I might think you should close your eyes and pretend you don't see him, and then you won't have to stand. Tamalom takum v'yareisa. Davar hamasul leiv nemar v'yareisa me'elokecha. Since this is something that no one will know except for you, whether you actually saw him, except for you and the Ribbono Shalom, that's why it requires a sense of Yiras Shamayim when it comes to standing. You shouldn't pretend that you don't see the guy. You should stand even when people won't be obvious to other people that you have already seen the Zaken coming. Okay, Ms. Shem will continue with that tomorrow. Yeah.